This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. I heard about 18-year-old Leah Heller from clothes designer Kathleen Temple, who fashioned costumes for an ensemble dance that Leah choreographed. Leah, who will be studying with the Richmond Ballet this summer and hopefully next year as well, didn't even start dancing until she moved to Elkton in the fifth grade. But dancing, as she puts it, spoke to her. And so she's working hard to pull off, if not the impossible, at least the improbable, transforming herself from a small-town, late-blooming dancer into a professional ballerina. And since she's already been through summer workshops with the highly selective Joffrey Ballet and Gelsey Kirkland Academy, who's to say Leah Heller won't pull it off? So you must have been dancing fairly seriously before you went to Joffrey West. In other words, investing significant time in practice?
Yes. The only complication is that I do go to public school. A lot of dancers, and I noticed this as I got older and started, you know, broadening my, well, intelligence on the dance world, but it was... A lot of the dancers in this world, they at a very young age, they choose not to go to high school or middle school, and they'll be homeschooled or do it through like small groups and like classes, which works really wonderfully for some people. But we just didn't have like the ability to do that. And my dance studio is a very small studio.
Now, what's your studio now?
It's the Expressive Dance Academy. It's with Miss Mary Liz.
And it's where?
In Elkton, Virginia.
In Elkton. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and I've been there all 8 years that I've been dancing. And some of these girls dance 8, 9 hours a day, 6 days a week. Whereas for a very long time, I was only doing maybe 3 to 4 classes a week. And one of those classes was usually like a jazz or a hip hop class. And we had great teachers, but we just didn't have like the resources to do 8 and 9 hour days every single day of the week because we have a lot of very young students. And when I first got to Joffrey and then later to the Gelsey Kirkland Academy that was in New York this summer, the most nerve-wracking thing was the fact that I thought I was going to be one of the worst there because of the fact that I wasn't dancing 8 hours a day, 6 days a week.
Uh-huh.
And you know, you feel very insecure about yourself at that moment because you want to be good. You know, you want people to look at you and say, oh, well, she's good. You know, I need to be better than her or be as good as her. You know, you want that. And it was very nerve-wracking for me when I would get to these summer intensives and these academies where these girls all knew each other. And
yeah,
I didn't have anyone to go with me. So, you know, I'd be there by myself and be like, all right, well, I have to make new friends. I need to get settled, you know. All these different things I had to keep track of. And then, of course, on top of that list was this worry that I was going to be the worst in the class.
And you weren't.
No, actually, I was not. And that was something that has never ceased to surprise me. I was never the best because, you know, these people are training like crazy. But I'd get there and I could definitely keep pace and keep up with everyone in class. And even in some cases, do some things, you know, maybe a little better. And that was surprising and made me feel really wonderful about myself and very thankful for all my teachers at home and my director and my trainers because without them, well.
So you take class 4 or 5 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on so you can keep up with the Gelsey Kirkland summer intensive?
I definitely work out at home.
What's your workout like?
I have school and everything, so I come home from school and I have about either an hour to maybe a 2.5 hour break, which I have to fit in homework. So I'll do as much as I can and eat, and then I'll change and I'll probably do some warm-ups at home. I usually try and stretch at night before I go to bed, but Pilates, yoga, and it's not like I can always give myself like a full class. So you have to, like, pick a certain section of your body to work on mm-hmm. that day. Like,
and you use Pilates and yoga. And mm-hmm. you're mainly a ballet dancer?
Yeah, I love ballet.
Yes.
Yes. But cross training is fantastic for dancers, though,
and that's relatively new, isn't it?
Yes, for a really long time, if I can remember this correctly, you just did class after class after class, mm-hmm. I guess somewhere along the line, people were like, "Hey, if you work all these other muscle groups, it really helps you." So I try and swim whenever I can. I'll go to the gym, get on the machines there, do some free weights. I don't like doing free weights, but I do them. It's just healthy for your body. And yoga, I've learned this year, it being my senior year and being very stressed with everything in life, it's very relaxing. It's very nice just to be able to sit there and stretch and do like downward dog and tree and the warrior and just breathe for a little while. And like, oh, the world's not a horrible place.
Tell me why ballet. It appears more structured.
Yes.
Than a lot of dance, and there are more perhaps conventions in it than in other dance.
What do you mean by conventions?
Conventions in that there are more set choreographic moves.
Mm-hmm. We have variations. Like if you're looking at classical ballets like Swan Lake, the Nutcracker, a lot of the Sugar Plum Fairy, like her dance is a set variation, and it may vary a little bit between different ballet companies and even different countries, but typically, like, the music is always the same, mm-hmm. and a lot of the steps are always the same or very similar.
Have you danced that?
Yes, I actually did get the opportunity to dance that 2 years ago. Or a year ago? About a year ago.
At some point.
At some point, yeah.
So talk me through. I'll ask you to translate when I need you to, but you say the steps are sort of the same. Mm-hmm. And just talk me through what you do when you dance the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Well, I can definitely talk you through the patterns and stuff because it's like a minute or so dance. So mm-hmm. saying all the French would not be very fun. But you enter typically stage left, and it starts out very slow, and you're doing some petite footwork. And then it transitions there later in the dance. Typically, right before the end, there is a ménage, and that's a circular pattern. And you're also turning, going mm-hmm. in this circle. You can do fouetté turns.
What are fouetté turns?
Fouetté turns. You're balancing on one leg, and you have, if you're balancing on your left, it's bent and turned out, and you have your right in front of you, and it swings out to the side, which would be second position, and you relevé, which is you go on point, and you snap your leg in to where your toe touches your knee, and you spin, and you do those multiple times. So hopefully you can imagine that.
Is that as much fun as it looks to be able to do that?
It is actually, for some people, that is a step that comes very naturally and is extremely easy for them, and it just feels like breathing. For other people, like myself, when you get it right, it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot of fun when you can just get the motion and the feel of it. But it's one of those steps that, for myself, I keep having to practice and practice because it doesn't feel as natural to me.
What feels natural to you?
I really like Grand Allegro, which is the really big jumps, and Adagio, which is very slow movement, very lyrical. It's a lot of, extension with your leg, bringing it next to your head, and arabesque, where you have it behind you. I
wish
that.
People could see you dancing in front of the microphone.
That'd be so funny.
How ambitious are you?
Pretty ambitious.
What's the dream?
Oh gracious, the dream, the ultimate dream. Yeah. I guess would become. To become a principal dancer and, one of, the top companies, the Australian Ballet Company or, ABT or New York City Ballet or Joffrey.
ABT is American
Ballet Theater. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. How realistic is that?
I definitely, because of the fact that I did choose to go to public school as opposed to, homeschooling and everything, because of that, and the fact that I haven't been able to train as much as other girls, I'm definitely going to have to work harder to achieve that ambition. Mm-hmm. But And you never know if that's plausible or not for you, because it really depends on the choreographers and the directors of those companies, if they like you or if you're what their company needs at that time. Because it's like a business, you know, like you're the product they're having to sell. They have to sell something. So they put on a show and you have to fill whatever they're looking for.
And do you have any physical hurdles that you need to overcome?
Well, the typical, like when most people think of like ballerinas, especially, mm-hmm. they think tall and very, very thin, like waif-like and mm-hmm. long legs, long limbs, slender neck. Like that is, I hear some, it's like Balanchine kind of body type because he was the one that really pioneered that.
Mm-hmm.
And for someone who's like me, who's like 5'4 and more muscular, I do not fall into that category. And that is a physical hurdle that I've always had to overcome, being like one of the shortest. But really, that style, you know, it still is around. Like you still have those girls and they're amazing, but it is changing. Like other body types, like Mr. Joffrey, like he wanted to work with all body types. Like that's what he loved. And so, you know, he really kind of started to revolutionize that. And so the world, and it's kind of like with the modeling industry as well, you know, how that's starting to change a little bit. So it is changing.
Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand.
Oh, my immediate plans. Well, my immediate plan is to go to Richmond Ballet Summer Intensive, and that's mm-hmm. all signed and taken care of. So I'll be living in Richmond for 5 weeks this summer. And sometime towards, I suppose, the end of the intensive, hypothetically, they would say, you know, Leah, we like you. We would want you to come train with us. And so if that does happen, then I would live in Richmond for 2 years, training with the Richmond Ballet Theater and working and doing college classes. And at the end of 2 years, I think you can choose to audition to be in like their Richmond Ballet Company 2. And that's like their apprentice division, because as an apprentice, you are technically a company member, but you're like a brand new member of their company. You're not a soloist yet or anything. And since Richmond Ballet, it's not a tiny company, but it's more moderate size. Like it's not as big as the New York City Ballet, for mm-hmm. example. So if that would happen, then, you know, I guess I could either choose to apprentice there or to audition for some other company. I could choose to travel. For most companies, you have to be at least 18.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that I'm 18, you know, I'm eligible to audition. For Richmond specifically, I know you have to be 19 to audition to be apprentice level or above. But I'm not sure if that's the same for all companies. I about a year or so ago, I actually got the opportunity to do the Sugar Plum. There is a little pas de deux at the beginning, and then the man comes out, the cavalier, and he does his solo, and then the Sugar Plum comes out and does her solo, and then they come back together for like a finale. And we hired a male dancer from the Richmond Ballet whose name is Philip Skaggs, and he was my cavalier for the show. And of course, he was just amazing, and I was like in awe the entire time that I got to dance with him. But we only had 5 rehearsals together to pull it, to
wow.
learn it. And I'd already learned the solo on my own. But to learn the pas de deux, we had 5 rehearsals together. I couldn't drive at that time. But my mother would drive us into Richmond after a long school day. And we'd be there, and he had a long day as well. Like, he was rehearsing everything. And Philip and I would go into the studio for about an hour and a half. And he would teach it to me, and we'd rehearse it. And he'd teach me a little bit more. So within 5 rehearsals, we had finished it. And then we rehearsed it once on the stage as a dress rehearsal, and we did the show. And it was a winter showcase, and it was like a one-time thing. And it was crazy, and it was just absolutely one of the most, being on the stage and doing the dance was absolutely one of the most amazing experiences I've had, you know, being with this professional male dancer who is phenomenal, and getting that opportunity was, I felt so blessed. I felt so grateful for it.
Did you feel that you matched him? That
oh,
you
gracious.
Partnered him?
His skill level, he's been training for so much longer and professionally, you know. I was a junior at the time, so his skill level is much more, like, is much higher than mine.
But were you pleased?
I was pretty pleased. You know, you look back with 2020 hindsight and think, oh, why didn't I do that instead? Why didn't I point my foot there? You know, something like that. But overall, after 5 rehearsals and a lot of other stress that was going on at the time, I was really grateful. And I was like, you know what? That was a good performance. I was so happy. I remember running backstage right before we were about to go back on for the curtsies and bows. And we came off from the finale, and I was like, oh, Philip, I think I'm going to throw up. I can't breathe. And he was like, that's good. And like patted me on the back. That's how you're supposed to feel. And I was like, really?
In this world, there's nothing I would rather do. Because I'm happy just to dance with you.
You'll find a link to a video of Leah Heller's contemporary ballet performance of her Gravity Lyrical Dance Solo on the Spark page at WMRA.org. My thanks again to Kathleen Temple for putting me in touch with Leah. The Spark is a joint production of the WMRA community and the staff at WMRA Public Radio. The Spark theme music is supplied by the Avant Gardeners of Albemarle County. Terry Ward is the Spark's web wrangler. Thanks as always to Matt Bingay and Terry, and special thanks to my lustrous intern, Rachel Quimby. So, you out there in WMRA land, whom do you know who does quirky, wondrous, creative stuff that we would all enjoy hearing about? Please do send me their names and contact information. You'll find my direct email on the Spark page at WMRA.org. I'm Martha Woodruff. It's been a great pleasure to be with you.